Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Excuse me. With a budget of €9,000 and a pledge to be both savvy and sustainable, Katrina Redmond set out to renovate a camper van before this year's electric picnic, which is this weekend. So the countdown is on, and Katrina joins me now in studio to tell us how she got on. Good afternoon, Katrina.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Now, you didn't renovate a camper van. You created a camper van out of a van.
Yeah, we got... This is Jason. This is my new fella. I've been married for 19 years and it was time to take a look at something new, so...
You called the van Jason?
Yeah, of course, because it's a transporter.
you see, I always thought that, you know, back in the day, my aunt used to call her van Betsy.
Yeah.
They were always female.
Yeah, but Jason Stratham is the transporter.
Oh, is he? Sorry.
So we called the van Jason.
Right. Jesus, there. Yeah. And so it's conversion as opposed to renovation.
Yeah, so we took a broken down van that had been minorly crashed, but it did have quite a ding on it. And it probably would have gone to scrap if we hadn't taken it. So we paid the princely sum of €800 for it. And then the task began.
And who's your partner in renovation or
my real husband, John?
Yeah. and tell me about the chats that yourself and John had in the lead up to this.
So when we got the tickets for Electric Picnic last year, we knew that we wanted to go in a camper van. Like, I mean, we're in our 40s now, so we're at a stage where we don't want to be in tents and we don't necessarily want to be glamping, because the problem with glamping is you pay an awful lot of money and you spend a couple of days there and then you come back and your money's all gone and you've nothing to show for it. So we kind of said we knew if we brought a van we'd be able to bring all the home comforts, and as far as we were concerned it was the VIP, but we thought we were going to borrow a camper van. And then as the year kind of came around and we had a really disappointing holiday abroad with our two boys, and we said, you know what, this could be the solution. Why don't we just renovate it and keep the camper van, and that'll be our new holiday solution.
Right. And of course, that's the thing. You bought the tickets last year. So it's a 12-month gestation period, if you like.
Yeah, although we didn't get the van until May.
No, but what I mean, it was going through in your head all sorts of plans. How will we do it? What will we do? All that sort of thing.
Yeah, like in October, we went to the Canaries. We took the two boys. It was really hot. They both have additional needs. They were really dysregulated. They're teenagers now. They're not young. They're 13 and 16. But we all came back feeling like we needed a new holiday. We felt like it didn't meet, you know, what we needed. So we knew we needed to have a think about what way holidays were going to look for us, yes, in the future. And we think that we found the solution.
That in itself, Katrina, is interesting. That we follow the well-trodden path of the package holiday when it may not suit us.
Yeah. And I think particularly when you've got neurodiversity in the family, which we do, I think that, you know, home comforts and temperatures and sleeping in your own bed and having the things that you need, these are the things that help regulate you. And by having the camper van, that means we can do that for the boys.
Yeah.
So it's big for us, okay, to go to Electric Picnic, but for our family, it's a big deal.
OK, so you bought it for €800.
Yeah.
What year is it?
It's 2009.
How many miles on the clock?
A lot. Over, I would say, nearly a million, I would say.
What?
It's massive. I mean, so we had to recondition the engine.
Right.
So that was a good chunk of our budget. Nobody asked me what injectors are because I'm not an engine type person. My husband is a former bus driver. He stays at home. He cares for the boys full time, but he has the skills to take a look at these things. But we did have to send the injectors, whatever they are, off for reconditioning. And that cost us several hundreds, okay, of euros. So that was a big chunk.
And of course, the whole camper van thing is having its moment in,
yeah,
Ireland, probably due to COVID.
Yeah, I think it really made us start to think about what was important in our lives, you know, what we could do with and what we needed to get rid of. But one of the things we came up against when we were renovating the camper was that because so many people are renovating, we struggled to find some of the parts we needed. So we had to make a trip, June bank holiday weekend, we had to go racing up to Belfast to get the last set of matching windows because we had to cut windows in this old work,
yes,
van, and we couldn't find them anywhere down the south, so we had to go up to Belfast to get them.
And John has done all of this himself.
Yeah. Yeah, but between the both of us,
yeah,
I would say the kind of the mechanics of the thing, that's him, and then I'm the paperwork and the organisation.
Yes.
So, and the paperwork has been quite
we'll get to that in a moment because,
yeah,
people will be interested to know what you had to go through,
yeah,
and what hoops you have to jump through to get, you know, the conversion legalised, because,
yeah,
it takes a bit. But before all that, like, is there a community of people who are doing conversions as opposed to buying camper vans? And it obviously makes financial sense, does it?
It doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, you save an awful lot on the labour if you do it yourself. But your labour costs an awful lot.
Yeah.
It takes an awful lot of your time. It's an awful lot of effort. And if you don't have the skills, it may be cheaper to ask somebody to do it for you. But yeah, it was an awful lot cheaper for us to do it than to pay somebody to convert the van. And the value of the van at the end is a little bit more than what we paid to convert it. And maybe it'll be worth more in the future. But to us, it's priceless.
Yes. And you're the same as me, that if you can do it yourself, it's better than paying somebody else to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. I always think the money is better in my pocket than somebody else's. So whatever we could do, we did. Although we did not necessarily contract out, but we found somebody who built kitchens, and he also sold what's called a rock and roll bed, which switches from a seat to a bed. It kind of flips up and down.
Right.
And that came with seat belts, which was really important for us. And they were certified so the boys could sit in the back, because you can't fit four of us in the front.
So there's a whole industry building up around camper van conversions in the country, which is great, but there's a big demand, and that's why you had to fly up to Belfast and get the windows. So how long did it take from the day you got the van in the driveway to it becoming a camper van?
I think we took delivery the 4th of May, and then it was the conversion itself was kind of completed the middle of July, and then the paperwork started.
Okay.
And that was one part that we didn't realise about, and there was an awful lot about it we didn't know about, and we kind of learned as we went along, and we didn't realise it was going to take so long. And the last couple of weeks have been quite stressful, kind of in the lead up to Electric Picnic, because we want to make sure we're insured, we're taxed, you know, and everything is certified.
And you can't get on the phone and go, do you not know that Electric Picnic is next weekend?
We've tried that, but in all fairness to the revenue commissioners, the conversion is in such demand that it all has to be done online. So there's nobody on the end of the phone to answer you. So you have to wait your turn. And they're the rules, and the rules for everyone, but it is frustrating. Yeah.
So you're repurposing a van.
Yeah.
It's So it's gone from a commercial van into something else. And then there's implications for insurance.
Yeah.
For road tax.
Yep, and VRT.
VRT.
Yeah,
because I thought that was when you bought a thing.
Yeah, so when you convert it to a camper van, it attracts a different rate of VRT, so you have to pay the difference. And that was actually nearly close to 1,000 of our budget was paying the VRT difference.
Right, okay. It's all sorted?
Yes.
You've had it out, maiden voyage.
We have. We took it to Milltown Malbay last bank holiday weekend. So while everybody was in all together now, we were heading down to Clare to head to the Cliffs of Moher. And we could see Storm Floris coming in. So we decided to cut our trip short. So we came back on the Sunday. And then on the Monday, we could see everybody's tents flying all over all together now. But it was fantastic. We took the boys away. And the first night we played card games, and our ribs were genuinely sore that night going to bed. We laughed so much. They were so happy. And that's what makes a difference. Like, they were so comfortable and so happy in what we were doing and where they were. And like, it's priceless. Absolutely priceless. Fantastic.
So the contrast was huge between the trip to the Canaries and down to Milltown Malbay.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
And probably a fraction of the cost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the accommodation, well, we paid for a campsite. So we paid €90 for the two nights. And the boys are adult side, so we'd need two hotel rooms if we stayed anywhere in Ireland. You definitely wouldn't get two hotel rooms for €90.
Now, this is entry level, and a conversion, a DIY conversion, isn't for everybody. But you don't have a loo, is that correct?
We don't talk about. Oh, we do talk about it, but no, we don't. It is a transporter, so it's a small van, so we don't necessarily have a separate toilet within
you
the van.
You blushed there.
Yeah, we have a pop up tent which goes outside, and we have a specialist chemical toilet that there's special chemicals that go in it to make it compatible with septic tanks. It's kind of the nasty end of camping.
Yes.
If you stay in a campsite, then obviously you can use the facilities there. If you don't stay in a campsite, you need to use this. It is what it is. We all generate waste.
Yes.
but we always draw short straws to see who has to empty it. And funnily enough, I never seem to get the short straw. I don't know what that is.
I think there might be a cheat. So would you recommend it? Like, and where did John get the knowledge? Was it all YouTube videos or?
Yeah, an awful lot of it was YouTube and kind of, he's quite handy. He's quite skilled with kind of woodwork and stuff like that. One of his brothers is a mechanic, so he gave him a hand here and there. But I think that if you're handy in any sort of way, if you know your way around a drill and around a chop saw, I think you'd be able to manage it. I think the more difficult part is the paperwork. I think renovating it, you can certainly do it. It's going to take time, but it'll pay off.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And that sort of hands on hips moment as well must be great. You know, when you stand back and you go, yeah, we did that.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Just sitting outside the house now, and every day, like, we open the door and you can see it, and it's like, who put that fan there? But that belongs to us. It's amazing.
So 800 and then 9,000 renovation, and that's the bits and pieces and the paperwork.
Yeah. So the paperwork is quite difficult. There's kind of three elements to it. So the first thing is CVRT, which everybody kind of would know as, I suppose, the NCT for commercial vehicles. So that has to be done. So it has to be certified safe to be on the road. And then the next thing is something called the SQI, which is what you give to the revenue commissioners to get the van converted from a van to a camper van, and that's how they calculate the VRT. So the SQI is suitably qualified individual, and that can take up to 6 weeks when you submit it to the revenue commissioners, and you can do nothing until that's done. And then the last thing then is the van has to be taxed once it has been converted, and we literally completed that in the last couple of weeks.
Would you get an equivalent secondhand camper van for 9,800?
No, you wouldn't. No, you're talking at least 15,000 euro.
And of course, supply and demand now, because everybody wants to dip their toe in the campervan waters, don't they?
Yeah. And like now I'm looking at everybody talking about going to EP and, you know, your tent packing lists and what you need to bring in these trolleys and stuff. And I'm calling it laughing in camper van because I'm getting to bring
your
all my home comforts.
Your smoke. Yeah. Yes. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
I would say definitely the RT Concert Orchestra with the Cranberries team.
Yes.
I would say Hosier and definitely Kneecap because we're Gwelgorries in my house. So, yeah.
Yeah. And there's rumours about who's going to front the Cranberries. They're saying CMAT or Chapel Roan.
Yeah, I've heard Chapel Roan singing some of the Cranberry songs, and she's incredible. It'd be amazing if she did.
Oh, you've heard them already? She knows them?
Yeah, she does.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Katrina Redmond, wholesomeireland.com. Is there information on the stuff we've talked about just in that? Great. And enjoy your electric picnic.
Thank you.
Steph and John. See you. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.